And now to an update on former President Jimmy Carter, who is recovering from brain surgery at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. Carter underwent surgery to relieve pressure on his brain that was caused by bleeding after a couple of recent falls. He is the oldest living president in U.S. history at 95 years old, which brings to question the delicate act of performing surgery on older adults. To talk more about this, we have with us Dr. Robert Solomon, chairman of Columbia's Department of Neurosurgery. Dr. Solomon, welcome.
Hi.
So, doctor, you specialize in the surgical treatment of cerebral vascular disease, which is caused by damage to the brain from an interruption of its blood supply. How invasive is brain surgery, with the understanding that there are lots of different types of cerebral vascular disease?
Well, the type of brain surgery required for Mr. Carter has nothing to do with interruption of blood flow to the brain, as best I can tell. It has to do with bleeding on the surface of the brain. So that is not a very invasive procedure to drain a blood clot off of the surface of the brain as compared to any other type of direct surgery on the blood vessels of the brain. So I don't think that he had an occlusion of any blood vessel of the brain or something like that.
In Mr. Carter's case, he went into surgery to relieve pressure on his brain that was caused by bleeding. He's since come out of that surgery. But we've been thinking a lot about his age. I think it was the first thing that came to question for us. How do doctors decide if a patient is too old for surgery?
Well, I think I don't really know the details of Mr. Carter's case, but from what I gather, he has a subdural hematoma, which is a blood clot that's putting pressure on the brain, but not really inside the brain. And so that resides right on the surface, and through a very tiny opening in the skull called a burr hole, that blood can usually be drained out without major trauma and usually under local anesthesia. So somebody even in their 90s could withstand that type of surgery, which is really very minimally invasive.
And you said that right there, even someone in their 90s. Overall, what are some of the risks of operating on older patients?
Well, if they require general anesthesia, then that obviously greatly complicates the risk, because anybody in their 90s undergoing general anesthesia has very significant risks of having cardiopulmonary complications just from the anesthesia. If the operation can be done under local, which means just injection of numbing agents into the scalp and not really completely anesthetizing the patient, then it's much safer in terms of any type of systemic complications or cardiopulmonary problems.
As I mentioned, Carter is out of surgery, and it's being reported that it was without complications. But I think about some of my loved ones who are of that age and the recovery time that it takes for them, even for minor things that they're going in to see the doctor for. How much time would you expect recovery to take for something like this?
Well, It's highly variable. And again, in people of this age, the problem has to do with the atrophy of the brain. The brain is usually shrunken in comparison to the size of the skull, so that even though you drain out the fluid that's putting pressure on the brain doesn't instantly respond and expand back up to fill the space that was filled by the blood clot. That can greatly delay the recovery period and may produce secondary complications if there's a virtual space now inside the skull. Blood and fluid can accumulate again in that space. So this is a big complicating factor for somebody in their 90s undergoing this type of drainage procedure.
Well, we wish the best to Mr. Carter as he is now out of surgery. We're told without complications and resting. Dr. Robert Solomon is the chairman of Columbia's Department of Neurosurgery. Dr. Solomon, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.